It's hard to believe that this is Leonard Bernstein's centennial. To many, he's the handsome young man who vaulted into stardom as a conductor at the age of 25. And to others, he's the composer of West Side Story. But there's a lot more music beyond that classic musical. CCM's interim dean, Bruce McClung, and Performance Studies Division Head James Bunty are here to tell us about the year-long Bernstein Centennial Festival at CCM. Welcome.
Thank you, Anne.
Well, as I said, it's hard to believe that 2018 is the eternal young man's centennial. And Bruce, tell us about the scope of this ambitious program that CCM's put together.
CCM's Bernstein Festival is part of a large worldwide Bernstein at 100 festival and will feature over 12 different performing groups at CCM and spans two different concert seasons, both the spring of 2018 and the fall of 2018.
You've got everything. You've got orchestral, you've got choral, you've got dance.
Opera.
So what kind of performances are coming up in the spring semester?
The festival kicks off on January 26th with a program by the CCM Philharmonia conducted by Mark Gibson, who was the Bernstein Conducting Fellow at Tanglewood in 1986 and worked with Bernstein personally. Program includes the overture to Candide, the symphonic dances from West Side Story, as well as the Second Symphony, The Age of Anxiety. And the pianist will be James Tocco, who personally coached the complete piano works recording with Bernstein and then made the inaugural recording of The Age of Anxiety with Leonard Slatkin and the BBC Orchestra.
And James, you're working most directly with the students, and how do they respond to this music? Most of it, I would think, is not known to them.
Actually, I think every student knows who Leonard Bernstein is. It's, of course, the most famous works are the most common, but I will say that it's music that kind of transcends genre. It has popular elements and jazz elements and classical elements. So I think it's immediately appealing to all the students. So, I mean, this is going to be a very fun year for CCM students.
So what are the other ensembles that are performing? You mentioned the Philharmonia. What other groups are performing?
So we have performances by the Undergraduate Opera Program, directed by Amy Johnson and conducted by Brett Scott, doing Trouble in Tahiti and The Telephone and Tale for a Deaf Ear, two of which I've never even heard of. So I can't wait to see those. So it's basically all the performing groups. We have the concert orchestra performing, the wind orchestra, and also Cafe Momus, which is a contemporary ensemble conducted by Ike Kaipung. And included on this Bernstein Festival is the CCM Chorale in March of 2018 doing the Chester Psalms.
Will that be with Philharmonia?
That'll be with Concert Orchestra Ike Kaipung's direction.
For both of you, why is Bernstein's music so important?
Well, Bernstein was really known as both a composer and a conductor and a humanitarian and a television personality. And CCM is kind of uniquely positioned because we have all of the different ensembles at CCM, orchestral, wind, opera, electronic media. So our festival will encompass all facets of Bernstein and will include a film festival in the fall of all of the films that Bernstein scored.
And I will say that as part of the programming effort for the Bernstein Festival, faculty members have been encouraged to include pieces by Bernstein on their faculty recitals and student recitals. And I know in my own studio, I'm also a saxophone teacher as a secondary role, and two of my students are doing a medley of Bernstein in their recitals.
I would like to ask if for you, when you were coming up, did Bernstein's music or his conducting have an impact on your decision to become a performing musician or an impact on the way that you look at American music?
Certainly, as an Americanist, Bernstein is a towering figure. The only comparable composer would be Charles Ives that probably had a lasting impact on American music. So he certainly has affected my life because I work in musical theater, and Bernstein's large part of his career was spent in writing for Broadway.
I will say that as both a listener and performer, the Bernstein symphonic works are some of my favorite. It's a great joy to be able to hear them and perform them. I was recently on tour with the Cincinnati Symphony playing On the Waterfront film score, and it was some of the best music I've ever played.
Well, you sort of alluded to this too. What characterizes Bernstein's style? I think there are some things that I hear in early Bernstein musicals, and then I think, oh my goodness, you know, 15 years later, there's going to be West Side Story. So what kind of musical gestures are undeniably Lenny?
When you listen to his music, it's amazing how many different characters he can get in the same work. You'll hear swing rhythms. You'll hear, you know, like a big band in the middle of an orchestra. You'll hear a mambo. You'll hear, and then these sweeping, lush string voicings that have this just gorgeous romantic melody. One minute he'll sound like a film score, and the next minute he'll sound like a contemporary American composer with challenging harmonies and unexpected dissonances. I think that's what makes him so special. He can do so many things.
The other thing about Bernstein is that he composes like a European composer in the sense that his scores are very motivically constructed. And so the score for West Side Story is all built around the tritone. And it's actually the last harmony in the entire score is a tritone that never resolves. So he has sort of the thinking of a European composer, and yet he draws on all of the vernacular music from the United States.
Among the many pieces that are being performed, is there one piece that for you is under the radar and deserves to be better known?
Well, for me, it's definitely On the Waterfront, only because I'm now extremely familiar with that score. It's an amazing piece that was surprising even to the musicians that were playing it this last fall, how much everyone liked playing it, and the audience reaction was great. So I cannot wait to hear that.
For me, it's the Second Symphony, The Age of Anxiety. I teach a course on the Great American Symphony, and many people consider Bernstein's Second Symphony to be among the greatest symphonies ever written by an American composer. It's not often done because it's very challenging and it has an extremely virtuosic and technically difficult piano part that James Tocco will be playing.
And he's the one who recorded it and did the definitive recording. So how lucky is CCM and we, by extension?
Yeah, we're very lucky to have both James Tocco and Mark Gibson, who had personal connections to Bernstein.
Did either of you have an opportunity to meet with the man?
No.
No.
But imagine being able to record all of his collected piano works with him, with Lenny, you know, actually giving you advice and having be advisor on the recording for the Symphony No. 2. That's amazing.
It's going to be an amazing festival. You'll certainly hear familiar music by Leonard Bernstein as well as what deserves to be more familiar. So thank you so much. My guests have been CCM's Interim Dean Bruce McClung and James Bunty, Performance Studies Division Head. You can find out more about CCM's Bernstein at 100 Festival by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.